It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. In a moment, we're going to present to you August Selsun, another chapter in the life of August Selsun's Sexual Exploration Hour. But first, we have to announce to you the winner of the very first semifinal bar fight. The winner of the first semifinal bar fight between Ted Bell and Pastor William Rennick. Get ready for an upset.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
That's right. Pastor William Rennick has defeated Ted Bell 55% to 45%.
Now, that's official.
That is official, yeah.
Well, that is it. I thought all roads led to a Margaret Gray Ted Bell championship bout.
Well, Margaret, you got to win your fight.
Don't give me a hard time. You got to win your fight.
We're not going to talk about Margaret's fight. We're talking here about Ted Bell defeated by Pastor William Rennick, 45% to 55%.
God damn it, Sammy, right there.
I know. 55% to 45%. That means that Pastor William Rennick has earned his way into the championship fight. It will be against either Bob Green or Margaret Gray.
Well, I can tell you,
Margaret, don't start talking smack. You're just going to give the guy a reason.
Well, some of the late word we're getting is that Ted Bell's big talk is what pretty much doomed him. Pastor William Rennick came in playing it cool, playing it very self-effacing, playing it in a very humble way, while Ted Bell was sort of lording it over everybody, and Rennick came in there and just rang his bell.
You know what? It couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
So Pastor William Rennick is the winner of the bar fight, and who is the winner of our download? That is Russ Ariel. Russ Ariel, on the Facebook fan page, wrote the following. He picked Pastor Rennick to win the fight. He said, all Rennick has to do is insult Ted's restaurant, and Bell will crumble over and weep like an infant.
Yeah. You know, he'll crumble over?
He'll crumble over and weep like an infant. I love that comment. Way to do it, Russ. You are our winner of a free download for the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Make sure that you email us at service@philhenryshow.com. service@philhenryshow.com. And get your email.
Get his email.
Yeah, I mean, get his download.
You know, can I just comment?
We got to get to Pat, or not to,
We're doing August Selsun.
Yes, August Selsun.
Well, I want to say something.
Go ahead.
What's with the whole they have to email you? Why don't you reach out to him?
We do, but, you know, we're trying to...
Trying to make it easy for yourselves. It doesn't necessarily mean that it makes for a quality interaction, I think, with your listeners, Phil. And so I would suggest that you get up off the can. Excuse me, Phil.
Hey, Margaret, it's not your place.
I'm going to say this. Get up off the dead can and contact these people and don't say, email us at service@philhenryshow.com. It makes you sound cheap and small. A little man. A cheap little man. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
Thanks a lot.
Well, don't get your feel... All right, bud. Get your feelings hurt.
Margaret, that was very rude.
Oh, don't get your feelings hurt.
Stay tuned, folks, for August Selsun and the August Selsun Sexual Exploration Hour.
Phil's over here. He's sort of pouting.
Well, it was a pretty rude thing to say.
Phil, I don't mean it literally. I mean, you did come off. When you do that, you come off as a cheap, dirty little man. And I say that with great affection.
Well, how do you say that with great affection, God?
What's with you guys all of a sudden? God damn.
Well, Margaret, you know, you're just ripping into a guy.
What a bunch of candy asses.
All right.
See, Phil's laughing.
He's laughing to keep from crying. You know that song, Have You Ever Waked It Up with the Bulldog? Hey, Bud, have you got that song?
Where is it?
Bulldog Blues.
Bullfrog Blues.
Yeah, okay, Bullfrog Blues. You got that?
Yeah, I think so.
Margaret, have you ever woken up with the Bullfrog Blues?
Let me tell you something. Don't get smart with me, all right?
What are you talking about?
I know what that means. Have I ever awakened with venereal disease? I'm married to a man.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, try to pull one on me. You try that one more time.
I was kidding around. I forgot you were married to a guy that had neural syphilis.
It's neural gonorrhea.
Yeah. And he doesn't know the he from the she.
Exactly.
All right, now that we're done with that very charming conversation.
Bobby, play Bullfrog Blue.
Bullfrog Blue?
Bullfrog Blues, for Christ's sake. And no, we don't.
No, we could listen to it another time.
Well, Phil, now that he's got it...
No, we'll listen to it another time. I'm late. Let's get to August Selsun here in the Sexual Exploration Hour here on a world-famous Phil Henry Show. From Studio K at the El Pacifico Studios on the coast of Southern California, it's the August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour. I'm Jerry Kniebe. August will be with us here along with Lady Beth and The Murmur. That's what we call a little band that wanders about the studio, The Murmur, because we're not sure if he's real. We've had a real fun time. By the way, hello, everybody. I haven't even said hello, everybody. It's August Selson, and this is the Sexual Exploration Hour. The Murmur is a little man with long hair and a derby hat. And I've called him The Murmur because he murmurs, he just wanders around the studio. And people are saying, have you lost your mind? Because you know there's no one there. And I said, that's just it. I'm not sure. But let me say this. Lady Beth is here. I know that Lady Beth is real at least part of the time. You know, a lot of you have been with us for a long time and you've listened to the Sexual Exploration Hour. And you know that this is really a creative hour. We go places no other sex hour will go. A lot of hours, a lot of sex hours have been put on the air and have been produced since we came out with our Sexual Exploration Hour because everybody was afraid of talking about sex. But we talk about sex all the time. And in so doing, we go to places that, well, let's face it, might not be all that healthy mentally. Apparently, I was seeing things and I was hallucinating. Okay, enough said about that. But I did find out when they told me that Lady Beth was nothing more than sometimes a half-eaten chicken and sometimes a can of tuna, sometimes it was really Lady Beth. And now, what's in the studio right now is, you're Lady Beth, right? She's nodding her head and twirling around. But I don't know whether you're real or not or whether I'm hallucinating you. Okay. So, and many of you might say, well, isn't that a sorry state of affairs and shouldn't you be hospitalized and put on some kind of antipsychotic medication? Well, A, what makes you think I'm not hospitalized? You know, Mr. Murmur, what do you think of that? Oh, he's doing a skip. Every time I make a good point, he skips up into the air and sort of twiddles his feet. How do you know I'm not hospitalized? That's number one. And number two, how do you know that what I'm seeing isn't real at this moment? Because I was told by Steve Ganibi, who is our announcer, Lady Beth exists, right? Lady Beth exists, yes. How do I know you exist? Well, you don't want to drive yourself insane with a lot of silly thoughts. Trust me when I tell you. Oh, well, okay. You know, and you know that I trust you, Steve. Okay. So I'm saying all of that to say the following thing. I put together a list, and on this week's show, we want to do another in a series of the August Selson Sex Exploration Club or the Sex Explorers Club, things to look for in exciting and in spicing up your sex life. You know, you want to explore yourself sexually. You want to explore your partner and partners sexually. We encourage you to have as many sex partners as possible. And we do something very unusual. We tell you not to worry about venereal disease. Don't use any kind of protection against disease. You may, of course, when you're thinking in terms of birth control, but no protection against disease. And don't wash all that much between sex encounters. We like to think that most of those who adhere to the August Selson Sex Explorers Club don't... Oh, boy. Lady Beth, did you do that? Well, it's very strong tea. Yes, it is. It's very strong tea. I made myself some tea. And full disclosure, it's psilocybin tea. And now I'll get the letters. Steve Ganibi, isn't that right?
Well, of course they're going to write to you. But what do they know, really?
Yes, you hit the nail on the head. I'm drinking psilocybin tea, and I know you're going to write and say, well, August, that's why you're seeing things. Seeing is not believing, necessarily. I'm seeing things, but I know that The Murmur, Lady Beth, and Treetop, all of them exist. Treetop is our butler, and he'll be in a moment to deliver more of the psilocybin. Won't you, Treetop?
Yeah.
So Treetop's going to come in and deliver more of the psilocybin tea. But that's what I was coughing on. All right, so as you know, we don't want you to take too many baths. We recommend that between sex partners, and we do recommend at least 7-8 sex partners in a week, bathe as infrequently as you can so you get to a stage. My goodness. Treetop, what are you putting in the psilocybin tea? Good Lord. Lady Beth, why don't you go help? Because you know I love the way you prepare the tea, Lady Beth. Oh, God, do I. Oh, God. She makes the best psilocybin tea. All right. Well, this is August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour. The point I'm trying to make here, even though I'm coughing, gagging a little bit here on your tea, Treetop, is that you want to bathe as infrequently as possible so that you hit ripe one. My nose. That's a nasal allergy now. Ripe one is a stage of what we call ripeness, and it's mostly a smell. And you have to be mature about this. Everyone here at the August Selson Sex Explorers Club understands that when you smell a certain way, then you play a certain way. And when you play a certain way, then the stakes go up. And when the stakes go up, the smellometer begins to climb as well. And many people think it's not very hygienic. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
That's so true.
Yes, thank you, Steve Ganibi. And I just realized I don't think I want you commenting on everything. I'd rather you be the kind of sidekick that doesn't want to be on the air.
All right. I do like being on the air, though.
Well, that's good, but you're not going to get to be on the air with me too much.
Okay.
Steve Ganibi, ladies and gentlemen. Great job he does. So our Sex Explorers Club emphasizes infrequent bathing and ripe one, ripe two, and the overall. And the overall is when really the smell coming off of your body, and we're talking about your armpits, genitals, and for want of a better word, what we call the crevice, because I do not like the word ass crack. And see, Lady Beth is laughing and howling. There goes the murmur. He's twirling his feet. He's up in the air about 5 feet now, twirling. No, Lady Beth, you're very ladylike. Why you prefer the term ass crack? Now, that goes to one of the discussions we wanted to have this evening, enhancing the sex life. But first, I want to get past the whole idea of not bathing so that you get to ripe one, ripe two, the overall, and that's when no normal human being can come within several yards of you. But those of you who practice August Selson's sexual exploration technique, as well as the Sex Explorers Club and Sex Explorers Handbook, you're going to be well ahead of the game when it comes time to lay it. Oh, we may have to back up and do the show all over again, you know, Lady Beth? Oh, she's shaking her head, said, no, let's not. You don't want to do that? Oh. A Treetop, the psilocybin tea. Yes, I've had half the cup of tea. It's delicious, but I think you're picking the mushrooms off the North Hill. Yes, that's where we let all those roosters and cows go last summer, and they've set up shop up there, and no one can get near them. Were you picking mushrooms from near there? Yeah, the roosters and cows up there, they want no part of you. Well, I'm slapping my face because I can't seem to clear, I can't clarify or clear my nasal area. Yes, no, clarifying the nasal area. So I'm slapping my face. The roosters and the cows on the north face of Hill 1, they want no part of you, Treetop. Oh, look at Lady Beth. What's wrong? Lady Beth saying I'm hurting Treetop's feelings. Did I hurt your feelings, Treetop?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a no, in case you didn't. So not too bad, huh? All right, big guy. Let me have more of the psilocybin tea. More, more. Don't ever stop the flow of the psilocybin tea. So here on August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour, we're going to talk a little bit there about, as we have already, about hygiene and the ultimate sex experience and the ultimate in sex. We're also going to roll out the 5 go-aheads. These are ways of enhancement. And we call them the go-aheads because sometimes you don't give yourself permission to enhance. And what we say is, 3, 2, 1, blast off to enhancement. 3, 2, 1, blast off to enhancement. So the next time you hear someone say 3, 2, 1, you may be watching a rocket ship blasting off into outer space. No, you're watching an August Selsen sex explorer blasting and then taking a towel and cleaning up. And that's all we care about. Isn't that right, Lady Beth? Yeah, you know that we do. The August Selsen Sexual Exploration Hour here on this very, very beautiful, beautiful day. Wherever you are, it's great for you to be with us. August Selsen's Sexual Exploration Hour is brought to you by Werner's Lube. It'll lube and stay lubed, but you've got to stay on it. Stay on it with Werner's Lube. And we're also brought... Lady Beth, sit down. And we're also... we're also brought to you by Jim Elcott's Dildos. Hi, I'm Jim Elcott. In 1991, I decided to get out of the rat race, to stay at home and work on my dream. The dildo that actually moves like a human penis, and yet it's just a plastic instrument that's inserted in your rectum or wherever else you'd like to put it. And I think we've done it. I think we've done it. We've come up with Jim Elcott's Dildos.
Dildonica.
Dildonica is a whole new design in the dildo or the dildon. And what you do is you insert it and let it go. Just insert it and forget it's even there. And friend, I guarantee you, while you try to forget it's even there, it won't let you forget that it's there because it's going to be reminding you that it's there. Jim Elcott's Dildos. In 1991, I started to pursue my dream. And I'm close, man. I'm real close.
How deep is your love?
Well, that's another discussion. Ha 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 ha. Isn't that right, Lady Beth? How deep does it get? Lady Beth and I have been together for a number of years, but we do have multiple sex partners. And a lot of times people will say, oh, is that because you're bored with each other? No, it's not because we're bored with each other. It's the sex explorer way. But you can always work on and enhance the sex. And these are our go-aheads. Lady Beth and I have worked on these, and I think you're going to enjoy trying them out in your own relationship or relationships. Try them out on each one of your lovers. And if you're doing it the sex explorer way, you should have at least 9 to 10 lovers in a week. Don't bathe. And try out all four of the go-aheads. Number one, watch each other going to the bathroom. Now, that doesn't sound all that different. It can be very exciting. But you stand there as if you're almost spying on them. So, and it's extremely exciting to be sitting on the toilet and knowing that someone is just peeking around the corner of the door and watching you while you're sitting on the toilet. And Lady Beth and I have done this many times. She likes to be the one who's peeking around the corner, and she wants me on the toilet. I'm not that thrilled with that, but okay. And what else, Lady Beth? You don't like me reading anything. I should be there just leaning forward on my hands and knees. Not my hands and knees. Leaning forward on my elbows. And what else? And grimacing. As if I'm having a hard time. All right, so that, and then I don't really know what I like, but pretend like you're just looking around the corner and they're going to the bathroom and they don't know that you're there. That's terribly exciting, and it's one of those things that can make your sex life even greater. The other go-ahead is have her shave her head so that it looks like male pattern baldness. And then you get into speaking of bar fights, you get into a bar fight so that you're peeing blood. And once a month, you're sort of swapping positions, you see. So she's bald and is worried about it and looking at her head. And you have to play act this now, because obviously she knows she's going to grow her hair back. But you ladies out there, pretend like you're just go, oh no, look, I'm losing my hair, while your husband stands there and urinates blood into the toilet. And what you've got there is an amazing, amazing transference of the sex energy. So now he's on his period, even though he's urinating blood from having his kidneys beat in. And again, we suggest that you, when you do go to get beat up, make it quick and don't spend the whole night sloshing beer back and drinking vodka and suddenly getting into the lifestyle, because you're never going to get ahead that way. Go in there, insult someone, some big guy, who knows. I suggest, Lady Beth has said that this has worked best, and there's not a racist bone in my body, but the best way to get your kidneys beat in, just go into a bar and look for a black guy and say some kind of a, you know the jokes. I don't have to, I've met so many of you at personal appearances, I know, I don't have to tell you guys what to do. You've got a million of these, racist, and my audience is very upstanding and liberal and progressive, so, but they, in private, they let loose with the N-word, all that stuff. So go and have someone punch your kidneys in so you're urinating blood, and your wife shaves the top of her head so it looks like she has male pattern baldness. It's exciting. Oh, God in heaven, is it exciting. Let's listen to the lesbian theme now on August Selson's Sex Exploration Hour. Yeah. We'll laugh every day. The lesbians are in the sunshine. It's good for a lesbian to get some sun. Isn't that right, Lady Beth? We love our sisters, our lesbian sisters, and our gay brothers. And goodness.
You'd often speak about me, and this is what you'll say.
We sang in the sunshine, and we sang in the sunshine. Is that the words? I don't know there. And let's sing in the sunshine, and then we'll sing in the sunshine. No? I don't know what the words are. All right, so that's two. Then three, we really recommend that at least for a solid week, this is very exciting, and this is something so many of our couples have written in and said, you know what, August Selson, you did it again. Just like that Stuart, you remember that, Lady Beth? Yeah, Lady Beth remembers the commercial, Stuart Anderson's Black Angus, and he's a big stud of a cowboy walking through a restaurant, and someone says, hey, Stuart, and you think it's going to be a bar fight. Right, yeah. And he looks over as if he's ready for a bar fight, as if he's ready to cave someone's face in on the edge of the bar, and the guy says, you did it again. And Stuart Anderson brightens, and the moment is brightened, and everyone goes, then everyone explodes into laughter and laughs the evening away. So a lot of people say that to me. They'll say, August, you did it again. And the very first time that happened, Lady Beth, remember I was taken back and I thought I was going to get into a bar fight? Yeah. And I even took that little guy and really worked him over, didn't I? I feel so bad about that. I feel so bad about that. Did we help the family with the, well, with the funeral costs? Yeah, I did. I worked over a guy that was about, 4'11". And he said to me, hey, August, he didn't say you did it again. He said something crude, but it had to do with our go-aheads. And the go-ahead is this week was the same one that week. I'm going to tell you about it. I would like you, for a solid week, the men out there, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner out of the crevice, okay, of your wife. That's the back, that's the butt crevice, because I hate the word ass crack. Well, I just said it. Eat your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner out of her butt crevice. Now, the little man had said, hey, August, crevice, with the thumbs up. And I thought, you want to eat your breakfast out of my wife's crevice? And that's not what he was saying, right, Lady Beth? Lady Beth tried to stop me. And then later, the police arrived and said, who tried to stop you? I said, Lady Beth, my wife. And they said, you mean that canned ham? That's what I was carrying. And I put it down on the bar, and I proceeded to pick the little man up and throw him off the walls. Just throw him off the wall. Like I played handball with him is what I did. Well, one thing led to another, and the police, that was when I went in. I was in for about 2 months. A lot of you may remember. Remember, I was gone for 2 months? That was the time. And they said, who's Lady Beth? I said, well, she's standing right here. And I was pointing at a honey-baked ham. And that's when the police said, that's a honey-baked ham, you're under arrest. And I said, thank you. Because I knew that it wasn't any good. It was no good at all. This is August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour, everybody. I am August Selson. I'm so excited to be with you here. And with us as well is our good friend Lady Beth and The Murmur and Treetop and Steve Ganibian. August Selson, Sexual Exploration Hour. We'll be right back. Larry's Penis Pump is something very, very special. Larry's Penis Pump began as a very simple idea. Put your penis into a vacuum tube, begin to pump away, and pretty soon your penis has grown an enormous 1/4 inch. Well, now Larry's Penis Pump Part 2 is out, and I've used this. Not that I need it, but we can always use a little bit of girth, can't we? Larry's Penis Pump 2. Keep pumping for a full half hour, and you'll find that your penis has expanded thick-wise. It's wider. In fact, it's so wide, it looks like you don't so much have a penis as you have some sort of a 2x4 hanging between your legs. Larry's Penis Pump. I highly recommend it. I'm August Selson. You know I wouldn't steer you wrong, okay? Go on, get out of here. Go get the penis pump.
Larry's Penis Pump is available at Cloudmer's Pharmacies.
Tell them August Selson sent you, and I know you're going to get some funny looks there, but most places will allow you to stay in the store. The dildo of dildos is here, and I've been waiting for this one, and it is the lightning rod. Well, you can't see it, but I'll tell you a little bit about it, because this thing not only is one of the great dildos of all time, but you can pull in some 6,500 television stations and radio stations. The Lightning Rod. Get it today from Carveco Electronics. Lady Beth enjoys it. I enjoy it. I think you're going to enjoy it, too.
No more lonely nights.
Welcome back here. August Selson's Sexual Exploration Hour.
It's gonna be.
Oh. Well, you know, Dr. Roy McCooper has really helped all of us understand the mission. Dr. Roy McCooper is who I base my beliefs on. I studied with Dr. Roy McCooper for 12 years, and then, and only then, was I allowed to come into the compound. That's right, I spent 12 years outside the gates of the Cooper compound in the rain, in the mud, in flash floods. I was living off of insects and small rodents. Oh, you haven't read the story? You should read the story. It's in my book, August Selson's I'll Do It My Way Sooner or Later, but right now, no, I won't. And I'd like you to pick it up and read how I ate small insects, I ate small rodents and large insects is what I wanted to say, and sometimes they were both small, and I lived outside the gates of the McCooper compound, dressed in whatever I could fashion out of some leaves and bark. And it wasn't anything that I could fashion. I was able to cover I wasn't able to cover anything, really. It was terrible. But what I learned from Dr. Roy McCooper was breathtakingly, groundbreakingly revolutionary. Ladies and gentlemen, we are never going to be truly free. Based upon the teachings of Dr. McCooper, we're never going to be truly free until we are allowed to look at each other's genitals each and every day. And the only way we're going to do that is if some of us have the courage to just show the genitalia. So it depends certainly on what you wear. And that's why we recommend here at the August Selson Sex Explorer Club, long flowing robes, right, Lady Beth? Lady Beth sews these for me. I have the long flowing robes, no underwear. Long flowing robes that are made out of bed sheets. And you can draw pictures on them. I took some paints and I've drawn, I don't know what I drew, because it was one of those nights that Lady Beth turned into, that night Lady Beth had turned into a half-eaten can of tuna. But I drew pictures of, gargoyles and devils and demons and gigantic men with 50-foot penises, things like that. And I was arrested wearing one of those, as a matter of fact, the night that Lady Beth was a half-eaten can of tuna. And let me explain. As you know, one of our go-aheads is watching each other going to the bathroom. So I was at one of our restaurants here in town, and I was peeking around the corner looking at Lady Beth. Okay, going number two, and I thought she was enjoying it, and the next thing I know is someone asked me, what are you doing? And I said, it's really none of your business, even though I was in a public restroom, so I should have known. And he said, well, you're standing blocking the door. I said, well, I'm watching my wife, so if you don't mind. He said, who? I said, my wife. Well, that's when the police arrived, and they said, is this your wife? And they held up a chicken of the sea, half-eaten. It was the chunky light, the white chunky tuna. And I only point that out to say that I had at least that much respect for my wife that I identified her as something substantial like the chunk tuna and not that slop. Doesn't make any difference.
Feel you in my arms again.
Here it is.
And you come to me.
Da 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 da.
Keep me warm in your love.
So what we need to do each and every day, according to the teachings of Dr. Roy McCooper, is we really, 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 really need to show each other our genitals. We've got to, and we are not doing it. We're not doing it. So when you go out into public and you're wearing the long flowing robes, guys, I want you in long flowing robes where you can sort of lift it up and just say, and show someone your penis, and then just drop it down. Now, they may have the need or the desire, because many people are very regressive, to call the police. And that's their loss. But if they do, if they look like the type, then you need to run for cover. Make sure you're in bare feet, wearing a bed sheet, no underwear, so that you can gather it about your legs or about your waist and sprint for either your car or a bush. Lady Beth, don't laugh, because this is serious. Hold on for a minute. Lady Beth, don't laugh. It's very serious. Come here. You know what I do, don't you? You know what I do, don't you? You laughed at August Selson's genitalia exploration. You're laughing at Dr. Roy McCoop. Come here. Now, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to slap you. She's crying now. All right. Don't you ever make fun of Dr. Roy McCooper. Now, I've said, the men, no underwear, show your genitals, and if they call the police, gather the loose bedsheet around you and sprint for your car. What is so funny about that? I don't like you. Get out, go on. Go to your corner. Go right there to your corner and kneel and pray for forgiveness. Pray for forgiveness to the satyr god that we all pray to. The prancing, goat-headed man. Yes. You know what? My face hurts. Was I slapping myself in the face, Steve? Yes, you were. Okay. Uh-oh. So there's no...
There was. She's in the kitchen making psilocybin tea.
Oh, but she is here.
Yes, she's here, but she's...
But I slapped myself in my own face.
You slapped yourself in your own face, yes.
That's embarrassing.
Oh.
Well, don't pretend like you've never done it.
I haven't.
Yeah, bullshit. Hi, folks. August Selson here. We're going to take a couple of minutes to tell you about a great new product, Jerry's Mayonnaise. You put it on a sandwich, you wipe it on your anus. Does it sound like something that serves multiple purposes? Hey, get a load of the big brain on you, huh? Jerry's Mayonnaise. Buy it in any one of your supermarkets, any one of your stores where you buy food, or buy it in any one of your stores where you go and get anal lube. Jerry's Mayonnaise. I think you'll enjoy it. I have slapped myself in my own face. I've slapped myself several times thinking that my face was Lady Beth's face. Lady Beth is here. She's twirling and dancing. Well, what do you think of that, Lady Beth? I slapped myself across my own face. What?
She's still in the kitchen, so I'm...
Well, what am I looking at?
I
will... All right, so now I'm hallucinating Lady Beth again. Is this the real Lady Beth?
That's the real one.
Lady Beth, I slapped myself across the face, thinking it was your face. I slapped myself across the face. How did I do it? Like this. Oh, shit. Now it hurts. Lady Beth's laughing.
We laugh every day.
day.
Yeah, laugh every day.
We'll sing.
You think that's funny, me slapping myself across the...
Then I'll be on.
Take it easy, August.
Well, it looks like it's the end of the show because I'm going to have to go and... Most likely, I'm going to have to go and take a handful of the medicine that I was... I don't think I took my medicine today, did I?
No, you did not.
All right. And I have to call Dr. Excelsior. He's going to want to know what happened.
I'll soon be
and electroshock tomorrow morning, I think. Right? Well, anyway, this has been fun. This has been fun. Oh, I know. I had one more go-ahead for you. And, you know, what are our four go-aheads? Okay, the first, watch each other going to the bathroom. Shave your head if you're a woman and get into a bar fight so that you're urinating blood if you're a man to approximate each other's, you know, gender problems, if you will. Eat your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner out of the crevice, out of her ass crevice.
Give but what you
can. And here is number four. Here's one that I think you'll enjoy. Lady Beth and I enjoy this ever so much. Get as much of her foot into your mouth as you can. Don't just lick her toes. Don't just suck on her toes. But try to actually put the whole foot in your mouth. And when you do, make sure she takes a picture of your face with the whole foot in your mouth. Okay? Send it to me, August Selson, and we're going to put it on our go-ahead board, the courageous couples that are partaking. Okay, I want to see you with your wife's, her entire foot in your mouth. And someone wrote I guess they thought they were funny. How about if I send a picture in of my foot up her ass? And I thought, you're an ass, is what I actually thought. He said up her, and I thought, you're an ass, you ass. And then let's remember Dr. Roy McCooper's, you know, one of the principal teachings of Dr. Roy McCooper, which is, you know, show your genitals at least once a day, and you'll feel much, much better about yourself. Show your genitals at least once a day, and you'll feel much, much better about yourself. Well, that finishes up the show for me, August Selson, and for you, you August Selson sex explorers. I hope you enjoyed the program. And remember, when you go out into the world this week, eat your breakfast, your lunch, and your dinner out of your wife's crevice. But you'll be really, really taking it to the limits of sex exploration if you're able to eat at least one meal out of your own ass. And I use the word when I apply it to myself, the first person, because that's the only way I can explain it to you. Once you achieve the ability to eat dessert out of your own ass, oh my God, the world will open up to you.
August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour, brought to you by Jerry's Mayonnaise and a variety of lubes from Lubicon. August Selson Sexual Exploration Hour is a presentation of Phil Hendry's Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I got up and took your foot and put it in my mouth. Hey, Lady Beth.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm sorry for slapping you in the face, but I slapped my own face. Yeah, I slapped my own face. Remember? Did Steve tell you I slapped my own face? You don't remember? Are you a hallucination? Oh, you're a hallucination. Okay. Where's the real Lady Beth?
Getting the car washed.
She's what?
Getting the car washed.
I'm going to slap myself. Ouch!
For a transcript of today's program, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to August Selson Sexual Explorer Club, Hermosa Beach, California.
And remember, if you get a picture of your foot in your wife's mouth, or her foot in your mouth, or you eating dessert out of your own ass, you know, I'm sorry to use the word, out of your own ass, make sure you send it to me. Send it only to me so I can look at it. I'm not going to do anything with it. I'm just going to look at it and then put it away.